This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the Jimmy Butler era, you salvage the road trip at 3-3, and you head into the All-Star break at 28-27, a game over 500. I'm feeling great, Joe Shasky.
I'm feeling amazing, and I'm about to pull a Rambo, so just hang tight. Whoa. as I rat-a-tat-tat some of these takes. Put the Warriors to the side for 1 minute. Count it out. 1 minute. Valentine's is the most overrated holiday of all the holidays. Happy birthday to my mother, whose birthday happens to fall on Valentine's Day. I love you, Mom. You're the best. I just know that I absolutely love you. You're my biggest fan. I don't know why. And just know that we all love you, and we wouldn't be anywhere without you. And just shout out to all the moms out there, but in particular, my mother and my father would have been celebrating and are celebrating their 45th wedding anniversary on Sunday. So nice. This time is always an emotional one for me. That being said, Valentine's is hands down the most overrated Hallmark garbage freaking holiday of the year.
Why?
It is ridiculous.
Why?
Because the expectations of the man are through the roof, and in this equality world that we live in, you're supposed to get jewelry and chocolates and flowers, and everything goes through the roof. You want to talk about inflation? The prices of roses the week of Valentine's are through the roof for something you're going to throw out in 7 days.
It doesn't have to be roses. It could be sunflowers. It could be lilies. It doesn't have to be roses.
All right, now the 30 and 60 seconds is up. Let's get to the Warriors. They closed out a game in the final 5 minutes, and they looked really good in the half court. Now, there was a couple of mistakes. Steph Curry throwing the ball into no man's land. I mean, geez, Louise. Trayvon Green hitting a three late in that game.
Pachemski
with the step throughs. And then Jimmy Butler running some of that high pick and roll action off ball after making the pass in the corner to Draymond Green. So many great things to love from that final 5-6 minutes. I don't care. It's the Rockets. You got to stack wins. I'm happy that they played. That was a big win. Huge momentum, 3-1 since the Jimmy Butler deal. You got to love it. You got 8 days off until your next game. Let's go.
The Rockets coming out to play.
You feel like that? Was that Draymond yesterday? The Rockets coming out to play? I got to say this about the Rockets. I thought the Rockets were absolutely going to blow out the Warriors yesterday, because I was under the impression when the show ended that, you know, I don't think Steph's going to play or Draymond. But, you know, the news came down that, hey, it's going to be Steph. It's going to be Dre. It's going to be Jay. Everyone's playing tonight. So they even felt the desperation in that own locker room. The disappointing they lost in Dallas was not going to bleed in to the next day.
Yes.
So they played all their guys that were available. Pat Spencer come on down. They went with a different lineup, the starting lineup, and I liked it.
I like Pat Spencer.
He had some plays. I wasn't mad at him.
I like him more than everybody else does, and that's fine. No, like, I know he's not a difference maker.
Goo was gassing him up yesterday. Goo likes him too.
Shocker. Goo likes somebody who's played a couple of minutes.
Don't go to my guy Goo. He was looking fresh yesterday. Him, Mark Spears, Sal Castaneda.
He didn't tell us where he was going, and it was a private party.
That's right, because, hey, he's a private person. Draymond Green, Jimmy Buckets, Steph Curry, Moses Moody, Brandon Pajemski in that starting lineup. I love that.
I do too.
And we heard Steve Kerr after the game. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr. He's going to be a mainstay in that starting lineup going forward, Brandon Pajemski, till Kuminga comes back, obviously. We'll see how that changes things. And again, starting lineup, we've talked about it. You and Bonte have talked about it. And speaking of Bonte, he's going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour, as he does each Friday here on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Shasky.
Speaking of Valentine's, Hill, you think he has a change of heart and now he's loving the Jimmy Butler deal?
You know, I'm just well-rounded.
He is just well-rounded. You know what? Pivot, don't panic. That's what you taught him all these years, Joe Shasky.
I'm good with that.
So you know what? And I'm going to defend Valentine's Day, because you know what? It's a holiday centered on love and showing appreciation for someone. And you know what? That's okay in my book. Benny is so excited. Young Benjamin, my five-year-old, he is so excited. He made a bunch of different Valentine's Day and goodie bags for all of his classmates today, Joe Shasky. Oh. And you know what he said? Awesome. There's a specific girl in his class. I think Chloe's her name. And he's like, you know what? When I give this to Chloe, I think she's going to give me a hug. How cute is that?
Oh, my gosh.
How cute? A hug. I know. It's a big deal. TK, Joe, I mean,
might have to have the talk soon.
Relax over there. My father did have 10 kids. But this, that, and the other, Valentine's Day is showing appreciation. You know what? I appreciate the young guys in this Golden State Warriors team right now. Brandon Podziemski, hey, 7-17. Hey, he was getting the shots up, and I wasn't mad at it yesterday.
I thought the first two quarters he was excellent. And the first quarter in particular, it set the tone.
The energy, right?
100%. The balancing of the floor. And look, is he a little hesitant at times?
Yes.
Absolutely. There's undeniable. But when he hit that left-handed layup off the off foot in the fourth quarter, I don't think he makes that a week or two ago.
The Euro step, is that the
one? It was a really nice play.
He's been really good with that Euro lately. And I want to shout out, again, Moses Moody. Another double-digit point performance from Moses Moody, who's playing tremendous defense.
His defense with Pods, I think the two of them combined for like 7 or 8 steals and a couple of blocks. I thought they did a great job trapping late in the game. Like, because to me, situationally, the Warriors have been pathetic defensively.
Speaking of pathetic
games.
Pathetic yesterday. I had the offense of the Houston Rockets, and credit the Warriors defense. Again, Moses Moody, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. Amen Thompson. I like him.
He's so good.
He does 5 turnovers yesterday.
I know, but
you got to attack these young guys.
What's he, 19?
He's super young.
I mean, he's going to be amazing.
Again, I always say it, when LeBron James has body envy of you, I'm going to take notice, and Amen Thompson is a physical freak. But again, only 4 points yesterday, 2-7. Dylan Brooks didn't do anything basically yesterday.
Thank God.
Yeah, right? Alperen Şengün, a guy who's an all-star, who's legit.
Who's giving us fits.
Only 10 points, 4 of 10. They did a great job on him. Aaron Holiday, he got his, but 2 of 9 from the three-point land, 25 points for him. So inefficiency basically everywhere. And it wasn't a great offensive game from either team, but that was the kind of win you needed. After a grinded out, you know, loss the night before, being able to come, I wanted to say come back because you almost blew the game because you had a 20-point lead. But that was a win that I think they needed for the mentals.
Absolutely.
They blew the lead, but you have Jimmy Butler back. And you have Jimmy Butler in these situations now to help you right the ship. And Joe, you brought it up, Joe Shasky.
Yeah.
Slowing everything down. Half court. Hey, Pods, Moody, go to the corner. Steph, Draymond, other side.
Yeah, yep.
Let's high pick and roll. He's just going to cut right to the basket. Just, again, going back to Moses, parting the Red Sea, easy layup.
They need to play. Look, do I want them to blow everyone out? Of course I do, but that's not realistic. The reality is they need to play in as many close games as possible so that they could figure out the final 5 minutes and start to feel confident. Every Warrior fan thought the same thing yesterday. Uh-oh. Right?
Yeah.
6 minutes to go? Uh-oh. What's going to happen? And credit to the Warriors and Steve Kerr for putting out the appropriate combinations of players out there. He subbed Looney out after I thought Looney was good, gave them some good minutes, and put Draymond back in. And they galvanized themselves. And I thought that they played a much better brand of basketball in the half court offensively. Steph, you're going to play with the ball. Jimmy, now you're going to play with the ball. All right, now we're going to run action where Steph is screening and everyone's going to jump on him. And then, to your point, Jimmy cuts back door. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's going to get the ISO out on the perimeter all by himself. Steve Kerr needed that, and I think the team needed that. There was some good and bad yesterday from Steve Kerr. Obviously, everyone playing great. Loved that. Loved that he didn't play, you know, Buddy Hield more than about 15 minutes yesterday. I don't know what he ended up with, but it just felt like that was a really smart move and putting Pods back in the starting lineup. I like that.
14 minutes for Buddy.
The only negative, and I said it when they made the deal. You got to have Butler or Curry on the floor at all times.
Yeah.
One of the two. And there was a, I don't know how many total minutes. Someone could check this out. Curry, Draymond and Butler on the bench, end of the third, and they started to fight back.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, boom, a 7-point swing, and Houston goes on a little run, and they have life. I hope it's a lesson learned. You have to have one of those guys on the floor at all times.
And I think we also learned that just because you add Jimmy Butler, and again, it's only been 4 games, you know, it's hard to shake those old habits die hard.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what we're getting out with the Warriors. They had a 20-point lead, 20-plus point lead, multiple times in that game, and they tricked it off late. Sure, Steve Kerr, but also the players, too. They have this switch in their brain that just shuts off for some reason when adversity hits late in the fourth quarter. They just turn into just a dumb team sometimes. I was like, what are we doing? Like, there is championship medal from 3 of those guys on the team. I know Jimmy hasn't won one. He's been to the finals twice. He's a championship type of player. Him, Steph, Draymond, and it was refreshing to see when push came to shove, when they needed a big bucket and they trimmed that lead to just a 2-point lead, Houston, that is, Steph with a massive three-pointer to calm everything down with 6 minutes to go. They end up taking that 9-point lead late, Draymond three-pointer, and they come away with the victory, 28-27, 13-14 on the road, 105-98 the final, 888-957-9570. They're 3-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. Like, are you feeling this positive momentum, Dub Nation, heading into this All-Star break? And we're going to be talking about the All-Star game today because, you know what? We want to create some excitement. Like, I am actually legitimately, after that win last night, I'm excited about this team and what this season is going to have in store. And I think it came at the perfect time for rest, for Jimmy, get some of that wind back under him. Steph, get those knees, ice them, double ice, triple ice. I don't know what you're doing. You need to do something. Just relax. Draymond, same thing. Great game from him last night. It could not have come at a better time with the momentum, with the Jimmy Butler addition, with all of that. And it's here in the Bay Area, yes, downtown San Francisco. You mentioned it. You're already seeing stuff go up.
Yeah.
We're seeing big pictures of Giannis, KD, Steph. It's going to be awesome. And by the way, thank you. Shout out to those on YouTube, brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. We got Anthony Slater in studio. Not in studio. It's Bonte in studio. Anthony Slater, 8 o'clock. Bonte in studio at 9. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? By the way, shameless shout-outs, 7:45, Valentine's Day. Boys, girls, come on up. Shout them out. Valentine's Day, shameless shout-out, 7:45. Cannot wait for that. It's a fun show, man. I'm excited.
The best I've felt about the Warriors since the first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, yeah?
Right? It's pretty straightforward to me. The other part of this is there anything more hilarious and predictable than a late Draymond Green either layup or three-pointer that puts the team up what I would consider like night-night time. When he hits the shot and then he does like this as he's going back.
It's always fun.
And he does the face and everything. It's just, Dre is hilarious.
Vintage Draymond, right? Like he's talking his talk.
Steph made a great pass to him. And then Steph also had one of the worst lob turnovers late in that game to Jimmy Butler.
It's just, again, timing. They got to figure it out.
I love you, Steph, but like there are some turnovers that are just inexcusable from an all-time legend.
I feel you. Hey, got to the free throw line last night. Were you encouraged by that? 9 attempts.
They shot over 80% for the first time in however many consecutive games. They're the only team in the league to do that. That hasn't done that since December.
That killed the Rockets yesterday. The Rockets got to the line 18 times. They were 10 of 18.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
No, and then the Warriors juxtaposed that 24-27, 89%. It was 88.9, just round it. 89% from the free throw line. That is significant. Jimmy Butler, perfect. Steph, 8 of 9. Again, it's weird to see 8 of 9 and not perfect from Steph. Starting to, again, I don't want to be that guy. Make those free throws, Steph, but I'm going to take it easy on you. He's had to carry this team for God knows how long. And he finally looks like he has a running mate in him, and Jimmy Butler, who didn't shoot the ball great yesterday, but again,
he was rugged, but
he makes the big buckets when they need him to. And that's why you brought in Jimmy, right?
He missed a couple layups though, as well. And the continuation of the missed layups is kind of driving the fan base insane. Yeah. It just is. And so like they've got to finish harder, around the rim. I mean, it's probably going to be a continued problem for this team. They desperately also need a perimeter defender to help out. They need Kuminga back in the worst way. Like, they really do. The Moses Moody, I like him in the four, not necessarily like a 3-2. I just think he gets out on somebody, and they kind of dribble right around him. He either closes out too slow, too fast, jumps out too hard. That is a consistent problem for this team. But again, this is the best they've played in months as a team, and it feels like the joy is back with a variety of these guys.
Are you feeling that joy? Is it joyful to watch this team now, Dub Nation, for the first time basically all season since Joe Shasky said the first few weeks? Has that joy returned for you watching this squad? Do you have a newfound sense of optimism watching this team with Jimmy Butler? Again, they're 3-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. Probably should have been 4-0, if we're being quite honest. Bad loss against the Mavericks, but you know what? They bounced back today on the back end of a back-to-back against, again, a Rockets team that right now is fourth in the West. West is really freaking good. I was just looking, and it's kind of a joke. And, you know, Adam Silver is going to be here, and I don't think this is ever going to happen. But in basketball, more so than any other sport, I feel like it needs to. Like, can we do away with the West versus East and just do seeding? One through
talk
whatever
playoffs.
They play. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The fact that the 76ers at 20-34, they are 14 games under 500. They are one game out of the 10th spot in the East. The Warriors are 28-27 and clinging to the 10th spot in the West. Now, that's a joke.
I know.
That's an absolute joke that the Golden State Warriors may not even make it. And they could be over 500. Now, I think the Suns are fading. They've lost three in a row. They look like they're in shambles. I don't know what the Spurs are doing. They're giving like 50-year-old Chris Paul like starting minutes still when they got Stephon Castle barely playing. I don't know what they're doing. Are they? I think Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo Sports said they're like quiet tanking. Like, you've ever heard of quiet quitting? Like, the Spurs are kind of quiet tanking still.
Kind of like the Giants the last couple of years.
Hey, battle for 500, baby.
Don't tell anyone.
But does that bother you,
We're
Joe?
Tanking.
Like, when you look at the standings in the East versus West, and I get it. This has been a thing for the last...
My whole life.
Right, for your whole life, basically.
The Warriors won 48 games and didn't make the playoffs the year after, we believe.
Exactly.
It's the most ever, I believe. I don't know if it's still a record, but at the time, for a team to win that many games and not make the playoffs.
It's an absolute joke, though, is what I'm getting at. And I would love to see a reseeding. I don't think it's going to happen. And I get it. Like, then the argument, you know, would be, oh, you know, the Cavs, like, you'd have to do, what are they doing in baseball now where they're making the schedule just...
Well, the problem is this.
Universal schedule. I forget the name, but if you played every team.
Name me the Pacific Division in the NBA.
No one cares. It's all the West Coast teams, basically.
Yeah, but it's stupid. Like, we all can agree. Like,
well, that used to matter. Remember that? You could win the division and you get the home court.
Automatic four.
Yeah, because it used to be like the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, like, to me, like, I would do away with those. I would just go, you know, basic schedule. You play everybody three times.
Three times. Perfect. Right?
Simple.
Simple. The Cavs, the Celtics, the Knicks, Pacers, Bucks. I'll throw the Pistons. Like, those are legit teams. Magic, we'll see. They've had some injuries. They're kind of fugazi, I think, too. I love Paolo. I love Franz, but their offense is not very good. Hawks are a joke. Heat, they're going to be tanking here soon, I feel like. I know Heat culture probably won't allow that, but they've lost four in a row. They're in shambles. Bulls have stunk ever since Michael Jordan left. 76ers again. And then the Nets, like, it's just frustrating when I see the Warriors clinging to the 10th spot. And they would be the sixth spot potentially right now in the East. It's just, I'm sorry. I hate to harp on it.